Pokemon Season Dragons. I'm in Dungeon Master Mark Matosh, and with me I have
Kieran.
Yeah, go. Sorry, I thought you were still leaving.
I am.
I love the mid change, like during midpoint. You're like, and it was you. No, you. It's over to you.
No, stop. Abort.
Kieran Smith as Vish.
Yeah, and I'm. Yeah. you stuff your biscuit into my mouth. I'm Tyler as Joynor.
Brilliant. So where we left off.
Can I just, I just went back to and Tyler Lesser as
Rolling Layden.
Rolling Layden. That's why I had to pause. I was like, wait a minute, that's not who I am. Anyway.
Well, we recapped last week with our special guest of Bob.
Oh, Bobito.
Yes.
I miss him already.
Bobbeth.
Bobbeth.
Bobbeth was the dude who told you to go in.
I think it was Bobito.
He was Bobito. Pretty sure, yeah. He was a Bobito.
Anyway, Bob. Yeah. Oh, our old mate Bob.
My Surface is telling me to restart to keep my device running smoothly. It has never run smoothly.
Windows.
So where we left off last week was 10. We pretty much went, we're in Dragon's Birth, and you guys went into the Citadel type thing and destroyed a whole bunch of deep gnomes, as they're called. And as you fought through...
Tonight's going to be an adventure night. We have no figurines.
Yeah, it's going to be an adventure night.
There's no board. There's like... We're not going to battle.
I was trying to find the map of where we were, but we didn't.
Yeah, I was like, hey, what's the shape of that building again? It's gone.
And as you guys got to that final area, there you guys defeated a giant and then ended up caving in the cave.
I think, isn't that what killed him?
Yes.
The cave-in,
eventually from your necklace beads that you were throwing here and there.
You still got one left?
No, I'm all out.
You're all out now?
Yeah, well, you said I only had four, not five.
Yeah, cool.
Didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, because I'm pretty sure it was four.
I'm pretty sure it was four as well.
But can I just say?
Yeah.
For aesthetics.
Yeah, that's a very...
Four beads would look terrible.
The actual... The description in the book's actually nine.
Oh, it's better.
Oh, so I've got five left.
Four each side.
Well, no, because the dude's used it a few times. That's why.
Well, he doesn't refill them.
No, those ones don't.
What
refill.
A jerk. No, he should put new balls in.
Technically, he should, but...
But, you know, aesthetically, you'd think that you have a centre ball.
Yeah.
And then two balls either side. So twin balls with a centre ball.
So that's what the necklace looks like.
Mm. Yeah, so imagine now, without the big ball and the two balls on the outside, how rubbish that looks.
Pretty much.
I was thinking it was like something substantial, not this.
It was like a little mark.
Yeah, like a...
Yeah. No, but...
Four of them and there's been to be nine. Yeah. Like a puffy dress.
They were made of glass, weren't they? You wouldn't want to run while wearing that necklace.
Not real stealthy. But they're magic.
Yeah.
Okay, so first.
Do they know that they were being thrown?
Pardon?
Do they know that they were being thrown?
Yeah, that's why he gave it to you.
No.
They're the balls.
The balls.
But I'd say it'd probably be activated when you take it out of...
Yeah.
...thing, because you have to refuel.
It's like an inert...
Or like a grenade where you unclip it in it.
Yeah, it'd be more...
An initializer.
Mm.
Okay.
Sorry. And then we finished off with a chap in a suit opening the door.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's how we finished.
Don't you remember him? He was...
He had a Russian accent?
He did.
Vlad. Is his name Vlad?
It is not.
It's Brad. Sorry, before we go too far, Kieran, these milk duds that you've got here, is that your box and that's my box?
I think that was the idea.
Okay. I won't eat your box then. I'll open my own box. That's fine.
Dennis, like, you guys love these things. I'm like...
I
don't even know what they are.
Oh, what? I love
them, but I haven't actually had them.
I've given you milk duds at my house.
Oh, you have?
No, man. It's the first time I've had them.
Have you had... Yeah? You had some?
Yeah.
They're kind of like a fantail, but
they're Hershey.
But different.
Yeah.
You can... They're like an American version of a Fantail.
Yeah.
Like, you can you can taste the...
just not as smart.
What is it? The high fructose corn syrup.
Mm. That's what it is.
Yeah, the stuff that kills all the Americans.
Good thing we're not American.
Yeah, right.
Corn syrup is the
first ingredient. Wow.
Milk Duds.
Oh, they're terrific.
Living the dream.
But I was at... So, as an electrician, I go to the wholesaler.
Yeah.
And the wholesaler usually has a bowl or a jar of just lollies.
Yeah.
Did I smash the Fantails today or what? I sure did. I got my money's worth out of them.
Into pockets. Where's the gummy di Milo?
Sweet, sweet candy.
So I grabbed her. Sweet candy. Oh, I wish I had another sweet, 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 sweet. So, Mr. Simpson, you admit you touched her again.
No, Mr. Simpson. No! No!
Accusation. May not have happened. Sorry.
Hit rock bottom. Wow.
The door's open.
Again.
Previously.
I'm kind of continuing off.
Last time on Dungeons & Dragons.
I'll see some dragons.
Are we allowed to say Dungeons & Dragons?
Yeah.
Are we allowed to say that?
They're sure.
They do negative sponsoring where we pay them.
Involuntary.
Considering the amount of memorabilia we've bought, I think we're allowed to drop the name once or twice.
Considering the fact I've seen some photos of some people, we haven't bought anywhere near enough.
Oh, no. Hey, no. I'm not saying that we've bought enough. Don't get me wrong here. I'm just saying I think we've bought... enough to quote the name.
Oh, yeah.
Not enough to stop buying.
No.
Don't tell my wife.
Boof. Door's open again.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a kitchen door.
It's like a saloon.
This town ain't big enough for that deal of us.
He's Russian. How would you say that then?
And he goes, What are you doing?
Nothing. Gee, he dropped the accent real quick.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
He says, what is happening here? Let's just repaint the scene. So, where he's standing, to the right, there's a fog. Still there.
Yeah.
You've got Bob dead on the ground. You're standing on the other side of Bob.
Father!
With the chandelier kind of thrown off to the side. I think you were standing by the caved-in cave.
No, between the fog and the cave, yeah.
So at the moment, he's...
Wait, didn't you pillage him? I'm pretty sure you pillaged Bob.
No. Oh, I think I went to the other room. You've got those winged boots.
And you came back into the
mill. Yeah, so I'm just there.
Because you pillaged it, and then you guys killed Bob, I was pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay.
And so, this guy, who's very gaunt, his skin is very pale, and he's wearing a tuxedo.
Which I find odd. It's quite odd formal wear.
It is quite
odd formal. For Dragon's Birth.
And he's about 30 feet away from you guys.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. All right, I want to...
Mm-hmm. This dude.
So he's burst in.
Yeah.
So it's quite a abrupt. The door, right? But he's pretty calm.
He is calm.
So the doors, that's just how much force the doors had to open.
No, not really. He let it open a little bit harder.
Oh, so he wanted to let it know that he's here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Insight.
Oh, dude, that was like we were on sync then.
11.
16.
So, yeah... The presence of him kind of startles you. And,
No.
No, it doesn't.
That's not insight.
You... As you try and gather what he's intentions are. The light appears, the pixie appears, and starts screaming its head off again.
Is it affecting him? Oh yeah, we've got to do it. Is it wisdom?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
5.
13.
So you take 4 damage.
I think I do too.
No, you take 2 damage.
Oh really? Was that enough?
Yeah. And as the light appears, you see him. Can you do a perception for me, both of you?
'Can I use my passive perception?
Sure.
Well, I've got a 15.
So, as this light appears, the thing's screaming, you guys are distracted, and you know that he was right next to the door, but it seems like within an instant, he's got it, the pixie in his hand, standing next to you guys.
Is this after we got our damage?
Yes.
Damage. Instantaneous.
No, okay.
So you can see, it was just like he was at the door, and now he's right in front of you guys, holding the pixie.
Thanks for that.
The screaming has stopped, and he opens his hand, and it's gone.
So he killed it.
So now he's kind of like right next to you guys.
All right.
And you see that now he's observing the room. He's seeing, I think there's probably about 6 of these dead gnomes about. He sees Bob on the ground, and he can still see the head of the giant, like just the top of the head of the giant still sticking out a little bit. And so he's really looking at that one, at that. So like the caving didn't fully submerge the giant.
Yeah, but still, see the sign under it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. So, what are you doing here? And what the heck was all this? All this with the...
Is anyone with him?
No.
Oh, I thought that was... Okay.
I was called. That is why I came.
By
the people. By Boboth.
Boboth. Okay.
He called me.
How?
Through our communicators.
Was it like, beep, beep? Scotty, you there?
No. We have a little, it's a device, like half a dihedricon.
Icosahedron.
Yes. One of those.
And you're not.
One of those.
Sorry, my English is not still the best. My common tongue is still not the best. But yes, he contacted me as soon as I walk and I came.
And I dropped my borscht and I left the door. Came straight here.
You didn't even finish your borscht?
Well, it was important to get here.
So,
hang on. So,
no.
You're like some super ninja stuff happening here. Because you were like just over there and now you're over here. Just over there, over here.
No.
Is he human?
Do you want to do a perception on?
Perception? Insight? Perception?
History?
Investigation?
Investigation, sure.
I'll do an investigation on him too.
19.
I don't need to.
From the way he looks, you're gathering that he's a vampire.
Oh, sick.
Typical Russian vampires.
Racist?
Hang on.
Coming from boat people?
Whoa.
I didn't say anything about boat.
Hey, I thought we left that in the past.
Is it like 3 months ago?
But just quietly.
It's every day.
Has anyone else noticed that when we didn't go down into the basement of Omar to meet the vampires, Marco's like, hey, the door's open. There's a guy, and he's a vampire.
Did we?
Yeah, because we went to go down here and talk to some chick and get all the stuff out of the ruins. Great. Anyway.
So, have you been following us? By
No. So, what do you know about these pixies? This little flying thing that you just crushed?
They are a nuisance.
We know.
Where do they? What's their deal?
I unfortunately do not know still. I try to investigate. There was a friend of mine who had a ring, but similar to yours, but we cast it away.
Why?
Exhibit A. The pixie comes out.
For what reason?
For what reason?
Comes out of the ring, or they just come out of the outer?
No. Comes out of the ring.
For what reason?
For what reason? It appears to be random, but I think there is a specific something must happen for it to come out. And it happens every single time, but I can't put my finger on it. So we cast the ring away.
How did you take it off?
With a sword. He no longer has a finger.
You're a jerk. And look, I am simulating my ring.
So as he finishes talking to you, he kneels down and he kind of touches Bob.
Inappropriate.
Yeah, he's dead.
And he takes a bite out of goes down and bites his neck, and you can see him draw blood. And then he stands up, and you can see him kind of like give a bit of a shudder. And then he kind of looks at you. And he says, interesting.
So why were you here? Why were you here?
I think that's a little inappropriate.
Yeah, I think bestiality. why were you called here? Like, were you here because of what? Like, we've cleaned up the mess here. Were you here for us?
No. Obviously, you've pre-taken care of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well done.
Thank you. Well, but we were just the right place, the right time.
Exactly. But at the end of the day, Bobus didn't know who you were, what you're capable of.
Well, now he knows that we are two willing heroes.
Unstoppable forces.
No.
So, since you're here...
No.
You got anything in your pockets? Got a map.
For what?
Oh, just that you're happy to trade, like fireballs for a necklace or...
No, I don't need any
of
that.
Do you suck blood through your teeth? Or do you swallow it?
Through the teeth.
That's garbage.
No.
Nah. He's like, yes, it is. Because I'm pretty sure it's a separate duct.
Like the venom in snakes, but the other way.
No.
Yeah, no.
And he kind of raises his mouth and he just shows you those fangs.
Can you squirt it out?
And they kind of the shimmering, the candle light on the candle. Ching, ching.
Oh, that
Colgate.
Oh, the logo comes across.
Just quietly.
It's Colgate.
If he was as pale, you know, as a vampire would normally be, your teeth would have to be wicked white.
Does he seem healthier after that drink? Like, because before he was like gaunt and obviously pale, but like, does he seem like a bit more
exactly the same?
No, just having a feed.
Can he share with me what he saw?
Do you want him to share?
Yeah.
So he says, you know what you did.
Yeah, but why are you judging me? You're a vampire.
I'm...
Double standards.
Double standards.
Yes. Yeah, you heard me.
Why do you...
You with your trench coat?
Why do you think I'm here?
I'm cold-blooded.
You are?
Yeah. I like a little demon.
Oh, so you two get along then.
The people call me, come for me to help.
Yeah,
I didn't come here
help,
to feed.
Help, inverted commas, you mean murder people?
No.
Yes.
No.
What were you going to do with all the gnomes?
I'm here for the giant.
What do you do with the giant?
I keep him under control.
Oh, so you don't feed the giant? Feed on the giants?
I do feed on the giants.
Is it a pretty big meal?
It is.
Yeah. How many liters of blood do you get out of a giant?
As much as I need. Why are you giving me?
That's so ambiguous.
I know.
How big is your giant?
Can you save it for later? Like, can you flask it?
It is not the same.
I know it's not the same, obviously, but...
No, I know. I can go... I normally go about 3 weeks without feeding.
Can you do much else with it? Or is it just you drink it? Like, is it recipes?
No, I just drink. No, I don't. Recipes.
Yeah, can you... Is it like Windex? You spray it on anything and it fixes it?
No.
No?
No. It's just I feed...
So how do you go in the sun?
I don't.
Well, that's awkward.
Why? This is why.
Because the sunrise is like right now!
Yeah, it is not. It is just after dusk now.
Okay, well, if you have something important to tell us, or even perhaps give us a quest or a reason for being here and going somewhere,
we'll be on our way.
We have a tavern and women to entertain.
Okay.
Do you know where the tavern is in Dragonsburg?
I would talk to Bob. He'd be able to help.
Do you know what? Maybe you should travel with us for a little bit.
Till when?
Till the...
No, I said for a little bit.
To where?
We're needed.
Wherever you are needed.
Yes.
Wherever,
I feel like we're like Zorro.
Wherever the wind takes us.
Where is the wind going to take you?
Well, somewhere that has a windmill, probably. It's like, what?
Okay, that is interesting.
Hey, stop being a judge. Judge McJudge Pants.
Okay.
Someone who spends as much time in the closet as you would,
can I do
you
another
could
inception.
Dress better.
Inception.
Perception? Insight?
Insight.
Yeah.
Inception.
A pinception?
Now, because the last time we did it, we got all distracted with the pinception.
Yep.
So I want to do another insight on him.
Yeah.
For 9. Does he seem like an alright dude? Or is he a bit sus?
What did you roll?
16.
So, while he's having the conversation with Joyner, and you really look him up and down, trying to work out what he is, the pixie comes back. And he goes, you need to chop off your finger. Can you roll wisdom saving throws?
17.
20.
Fine.
Does that give me insight as well?
Nah.
Rolling a 20?
Take 2 damage.
Rolling a 20?
Takes 2 damage.
Rolling a 20?
Takes 2 damage.
Rolling a 20?
We're doing wisdom check to see if you take
rolling
damage.
Rolling a 20?
Yep. Take 2 damage.
A 20 should be... You're fine.
20 should be, hey, I know you ignore... The screaming now, from now on, and never am damaged again.
Come on, I wasted a 20.
He plucks the pixie out of the air again.
Stop, don't kill it.
Perception.
He's ready.
Perception.
Got it. Yes.
15. Plus.
On what?
Is there anyone else around, or arrived, or can we hear anything?
No. You don't hear anything. The whole area still sounds quiet even before he rocked up. You don't hear anything moving in any of the other areas. You don't hear it behind the cave-in. You don't hear any other noises. There is nothing else alive in this room.
I had a theory.
Alive. There's nothing else alive.
It's just us two.
Yeah. Because he's undead.
All right, well... We might head off.
Oh, and he goes, alright, if you ever come to Timethia, you ask for Marinkovic.
You should write that down. Marinkovic?
Marinkovic.
Markovic?
No.
What?
You should probably check your notes. It's probably one of the first notes he ever wrote.
No, I got nothing.
Alright, doing the history checks?
I said don't use unless it's a big guy. I got Roth, who's a sailor.
Nothing.
History. 18 plus 2.
Yeah, Marinkovic is the dude who killed, I think it was David's daughter that you met up in Cyprus.
Who's David?
I'm pretty sure. Was it David or Trevor? No, Trevor was the barman.
His name is David.
Dude with the daughter was
barman. Yeah, his name is David.
Yeah.
Because I've got a lock of his hair.
So that's where you first
come in handy.
That's where you first heard the name Marinkovic.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Who's, really? Whose daughter?
David.
He was the drunk.
Yep.
In the tavern called the Long Island Tea. It's lit.
Oh wow.
It doesn't get any better.
And so he kind of just casually just walks out.
Cool.
Do you know what that's for?
What is that for?
A javelin throw.
A javelin throw.
At his heart.
No.
No? Next week.
No, no, no. So as he's walking, he's at the door,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
He's opened one side of the door.
Mm-hmm.
I want my javelin to hit. So, you know, this is the door. The door opens out like this. I want it to hit, boom.
Yeah.
The skinny part of the side of the door.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, boing, and wogga, 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 wogga. As an intimidation.
He stops and he turns around and goes, what are you trying to prove, big man?
If I'm honest, I'm a little bit disappointed with that. I was expecting you to be like, whoosh, and grab it out of the air.
I jump up and try and fly with my shoes, now that it's been 10 minutes.
No, you don't have to roll for it. You just...
Oh, you just fly
around. You're attuned to it, yeah.
I'm just floating. Information.
So you're my height now?
I'm like, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
I think it was only 4 hours a day you get to fly in total. But anyway. Cool, you're just floating there.
Who cares? We're going to go to bed now and have a rest.
I drop back down the
rest. Because Kevin needs a rest. I need to get some HP back. What am I trying to prove, big fella? What are
you trying to prove?
Nothing. You just kind of left. You didn't say goodbye. You were just...
I welcome you into my home. When you come, you ask for me and they will tell you where to go. Now you throw a javelin at me.
Mm. He just said ask for money.
He just said ask for it. You didn't say Trump
that he was here.
Sorry, I'm just... We're very literal people. You have to spell things out for us.
I apologize.
So you're the guy who killed David's daughter.
That.
He's like, yeah, I know David. We got way back.
That.
She was delicious.
It was an accident. But
how did all that go down?
Well,
up and down.
Down?
I
uh-huh. What?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
I asked how that all that happened.
How did it happen? Well,
what?
As I awoke, it was the day for me to go into the mountains and deal with the giants. But she came to my door. I was weak.
Hungry.
And I feasted on her.
Sounds an accident.
I tried to... You know, I tried to...
It was an accident. I ripped your head off.
And she tripped. And I had my mouth open.
I was doing this. How? 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 And if you get in the way, it's your own fault.
I tried to compensate David, but no, he...
How did you try and compensate him for a daughter?
Yeah, I found this girl.
I tried to give him a lot of, you know, gold, but, you know, you can't replace a life.
Not what I heard.
Well, for what you hear?
Obviously, you've never heard of necromancing. You weren't even having a go, were you?
She wasn't. She was well past the ability to be resurrected from necromancy. Erring. Whatever you want to call it.
Sorry, common tongue. Very hard.
Do you have a favourite flavour? O positive, O negative?
B positive, B negative. O is pretty universal, yeah.
Oh.
Is it?
Mm. O can go into everyone, but you can't put everything into O.
Which is interesting, because generally, because it's an O, everything can go into that. But on another note, do you know what book club you're on?
No.
Really? How do you guys not know?
Because I don't need to.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, I have no need for it.
Oh, okay.
It's not like I'm going to be cut open on the side of the road going, I may be positive, whatever it is.
And if they need to know, they can work it out.
Yeah, they can work it out probably pretty quick, hopefully. Yeah.
Particularly if there's blood everywhere. Like, yeah, I'll just have a bit of that. Anyway,
do you know?
Yeah.
Okay. What is it? So you may have a short that later day.
Sketchy eyes. Say it again, but in the accent.
Which one are you? So we can harvest your organs a little bit later.
See, that sounds more legit.
A little bit like that. In other words, everything.
Those are some good tin times, aren't they?
I haven't had any yet.
Well, crap. They're all gone.
You were late.
No, there's two left.
They're minty.
Oh, they're the mint ones. Yeah, you can have them. Alright, well, Makhnikov.
Marinkovic?
Marinkovic.
You sound like a tennis player.
Oh, crap, I think it is. Anyway.
Maria Marinkovic?
Right, actually, it might be Marinkovic. Oh, yeah, I think it might be Marinkovic.
Okay.
Google it. You know what? You know how much I was doing? I've been talking as him all day today.
Oh, man.
And he kind of he grabs the spear and the javelin and he walks off.
Oi.
He continues.
He grabs the.
He took my spear.
The javelin. Yeah. How many you got left?
Two.
Hey, because you got them. Some people find money. You find chip packets. Yes.
I want to stealth after him.
Uh huh.
With a 21.
Okay. Yep.
Where does he go?
He goes down the hallway, down that right left hallway.
There's a car wash right there.
I think it's $3 minimum.
Yeah, that's 3 minutes.
Walks out the front gates, and as he walks out, there's a cheer. As everyone's around
for him.
Yeah,
everyone's cheering.
Why are they cheering for him?
Yeah, like we're sort of. Oh, I guess they assume everything happened and saw him walk out.
Yeah, but what, he walks in. 2 minutes later, he walks out, and everyone's like, yeah, you're awesome!
Pretty much. That's what I think, anyway.
Dragon Burst is...
I smell like fuel.
Oh, that's good. Alright, so I just want to... Is there a door? There's a door exiting?
Yeah.
Alright, I just want to boot both doors open.
Yep.
Like I'm in a saloon.
Okay.
Yeah, like when the bad dog comes into the saloon.
Yep.
Yeah.
What are you trying to do? You just want to just kick a door
in? Show that we were here as well.
That we did all the hard work.
Do you want to do a performance for me?
No, I shouldn't have to.
That's 13.
That was lucky.
Please. But I'm floating.
Ten.
So I float out.
No, you're moonwalking in the air. Yeah.
Either way, I'm levitate.
So, at this point... Marinkovic is just outside the door.
The dude.
And as like kind of like as the door's closed behind him, you boot him open and you've appeared there. And you've kind of just like flown out, hovered out just above, trying to draw everyone's attention.
Yeah, a little bit higher than him.
Can you do, because you're so far out, can you do a...
Dexterity?
No.
Intelligence?
Just do a perception.
Oh, so close.
19?
Put it down.
Oh.
11.
You think you heard someone say, "Hey, those are my boots."
But I didn't, so I don't care.
Why does Mr. Bean have flying boots?
That's not Mr. Bean. Bean is Bean. That's Mr. Bean. He talks a little bit.
Those are my boots.
Those are my boots. Hey, those are my boots. And Marinkovic doesn't like soak up the applause. He just kind of just walks straight over to Boboth.
So do we.
But I'm flying quicker.
No, you don't. You move at the same speed that you move. You don't have a speed bonus or anything. Yep. It just means you can go.
There is a...
There's no tailwind.
There is a tailwind.
That doesn't matter.
I pushed him.
Yep.
So
to get to Bob quicker.
Yep.
And no. It's just to get there at the same time.
As Marinkovic or as
you? A kick.
Like Mario?
I'm
breaststroking
through the air.
Backstroking.
I tried a little bit of that as well.
Yeah, we get.
Okay. So you're doing all these little
flips. And my little tail is like
around the twist.
Yeah.
When he's got the
fish. Yeah.
Have you seen that?
The which one?
When he's got the fish in his pants. At the swimming contest?
What's that from?
Around the twist?
Some weird Australian.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And it's like the fish is like a propeller in his penis.
Do you know the Round the Twist episode that just haunts me to this day?
The wolf?
No, it's the one with the fingernails. And she goes like three sets of fingernails, but they end up becoming scales and she's actually a mermaid.
No, the one I saw is
just like, even to this day I'm like,
yeah. No,
I mean, it's been like 2 decades.
That's why I don't like cupboards, like open closets, for that reason.
Oh, that show, wolf one.
The wolf.
Yeah, where he puts the lemons in.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then it gets the grandfather's eyes.
Let's move on.
I was thinking about that the other day.
What?
So
do you know what? There's an episode. It's on Netflix.
There's an episode where...
I'm going to watch it.
I think it's like a wolf skin or something. And the grandfather's kept it in there for some reason, I don't know why, but the girl like wakes up and has this urge to go out to like a lemon bush outside, like in the middle of the night, get lemons and feed it to this wolf skin, like slowly becomes a wolf.
Yeah.
But it's like the process is just like nightmarish, and when you're a kid you watch it, you're like, yeah. And that's why I'm scared of open closets.
And what happens is I think what it was is they worked out the carcass of the wolf was buried under the tree.
Yes, yeah.
And so the lemons, putting it in the mouth, but they ran out of lemons, and so they went to the lemon tree where the grandfather was buried, and then so they put that lemon in the wolf's mouth, and then the wolf got the grandfather's eyes, I think it was.
It's like in the really top, bright blue. There is a YouTube video, top 5 scariest Round the Twist moments. Granddad's gifts.
And there's another one about a toilet as well, an outhouse. In a picture or something. That's another episode. Anyway.
Yeah, anyway, yeah. There you go.
Australian young culture.
Oh, there it is.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not right. It's like a fox. It looks like a stuffed fox.
I think it's a fox, not a wolf.
Yeah,
it's a fox. Same. But anyway, red M&M, blue M&M, they're different.
Taste the same.
No, foxes taste terrible.
I've never tried.
Don't.
Kangaroo, though.
Oh man.
With a plum sauce. Like a real sweet sauce. First time I had it was in Victor Harbour with Dad.
Really?
The first time I had it, yeah.
I ate 600 grams of kangaroo by accident once.
By accident?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Because I cooked it and sat down, made a salad, ate it, and by the end of it, I'm like, man, I'm full. Went to the packet, looked at it, and that's why.
Was it mince?
No, they were like these steak things, but they were really thick.
Yeah.
Because they were small, I didn't realise, because it tasted so good, I was just holding into it. Yeah, I'm not doing that again.
Dude, that's a lot.
It was a lot. And salad.
What was it, like $30 worth of kangaroo? Yeah. You ate like...
It just comes in a packet.
How cheap is it? Like $10, $15 a kilo?
I don't know. I paid.
I enjoyed it.
Minced pork. I paid $27 for a kilo and a half. That was good minced pork, though.
Yeah, it was a kilo and a half. So it's what, $18 a kilo.
Mm.
That's right.
Yeah.
600 grams is a lot.
Oh, do you know what we need to have? Pork neck.
We haven't had that.
We haven't had that in ages.
We will definitely once. You haven't experienced.
Oh my gosh.
I've had a good pork belly, but I haven't pork
neck.
When's your mum coming over?
Evie's birthday, which is in September. But yeah, once it gets warmer again, I'll start cooking on the barbecue. The coal barbecue, not gas barbecue, a coal barbecue.
And have you, like, the Americans, they think barbecuing is grilling?
Yeah.
I think so.
It's not the same thing.
No, it's not.
Oh, we're going to get out a griller. Dude, it's a gas flame with just...
Yeah, plate.
With some charcoal that's cooked from...
It's terrible.
Leftover bits.
Yeah.
But we are having the American inverted commas American barbecue this weekend.
Mechanical bull.
Huh?
Mechanical bull.
I'm yes.
My suit and helmet.
Mechanical bull.
There's a mechanical bull.
Dude, it's gonna go off.
So at church, there's a mechanical bull.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm down with that.
So is Jesus.
You rode a donkey. I don't know about a mechanical bull or a bull in general.
I'm pretty sure he didn't have a mechanical one.
Maybe.
You weren't there.
He was a carpenter.
Could have rigged something up, I guess.
Yeah. Or some guy's just like winding it, just shaking it.
Or you think he could have just gone and it worked. You know.
Perchance.
Yeah, because power and stuff. Anyway, should we get back to D&D or...
No,
we got to Bobbeth.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to remember his voice. Yeah, man. Oh, that's right. Yeah, Marinkovic, we're very grateful that you came at such short notice. No, it's just what I do.
What, show up
and claim everything?
I took care of business.
What business did you take care of?
Can I?
There is nothing left inside.
Yeah, why is that?
Can I do a persuasion on Bobbeth just to say, look, we did most of the work?
Okay.
Not most of.
All of it.
With an 18 plus.
What do you say to him?
Like, we...
I don't mean to brag.
No, I want to hear what you exactly say.
I'm saying, like... He's only just rocked up. Everything was already sorted. All done. He did nothing. Marinkovic did nothing.
He just took my javelin.
Yeah. as he's standing with the javelin. And that's his javelin. And that's a 21.
Bobbeth looks at Marinkovic and goes...
See, everybody's boots...
He goes, dude, is this true? And he just stands there holding the javelin, staring at him.
Staring at who?
Staring at Bobbeth.
Rolled an intimidation.
Now he's going to compel him. No. No. The power of Christ compels you. Not like that.
Oh.
They got this mind control thing.
And you can see that Marinkovic glares into Bobbeth's eyes. But Bobbeth goes, so are they telling the truth? And you kind of see the, like a wash come over Marinkovic's face, and he says, yes. And then he just turns and just walks away.
Excuse me, Marinkovic Kosomiks.
Marinkovic.
That you. That's my javelin, dude.
He keeps walking.
Throw the ball.
No.
So you threw it at him?
No.
What'd you do?
Didn't do anything.
What'd you roll?
I went to pull it out. The javelin.
He walks away with the javelin.
That's alright, I still got two. So, Bobbeth.
Yeah.
I don't want to use a word as strong as hero, but
we are that.
Yeah, guys. Come on. And he takes you over as a crowd, there's like some people that go in towards into the Citadel. Other people are still like just hanging around, start talking, while other ones head off towards the tavern. And that's where Bobbeth guides you to. As Bobbeth is walking, he's like barking orders at people. None of it really, you know, concerns you, but this one, he looks over towards one shack and goes, get the feast ready. And you see two burly dragonborns, like raise up their knives, and you kind of go around back. Do you want to do perception rolls for me?
I would like to use my passive.
And I have a 22
with a 10.
You hear, both of you hear, like, pigs squealing as they're slaughtered.
Pork neck?
We'll have to see when you get there.
No. I'm not asking.
It's okay. I've got this covered.
He's like, I know meat.
And you guys go into the tavern, and Bobbeth says,
"Hang on, Bobbeth, before we get to the tavern,
what's this book?
What's this book?
No, just wait. Oh, just wait.
Sorry, I put it away.
So those beads you gave me,
yeah,
got any more of them laying around?
No,
liar. Sorry,
he's like, no, I don't have any left.
The fire ones,
yeah,
the fire ones.
Can I do it inside? Is he?" Okay.
Is he dense?
Like, that's a 20, is there? Is there a whiff of smoke in the air?
Or there some is sort no of whiff incense? Of smoke. No. He...
Like, is his eyes just not quite focused?
Does he smell like dragon weed?
As far as you can tell, he's completely there. This guy is... He is the ruler of this area. And he's genuinely so happy for you guys to be here. Yeah, man. and he pretty much wants to show you guys, you know, the
delights of
pretty much
Dragon's Birth.
Like, you guys came in at the right time, saved the day.
Don't we remind you of two other heroes that used to do that?
No.
Okay. Yeah, one was tall, one was small.
Nah.
They, you know, conquered some dragons too, and...
He's...
Wow.
He doesn't know what's going on.
So this book...
Yeah!
What is it? The dragon book.
He looks at it and he's like... Oh, it looks like it's the writing of the dragons. Not dragon-born people, no. We're kind of half-breeds, but this is an ancient language. I don't know it.
Hang on, did you say half-breeds?
Yeah. It's a bit weird. I just came up with a dumb question.
Okay, because I was just like, how does that work?
I don't know.
Meredith. Oh.
Yeah, let's go with that.
She get funky. So you're telling me there wasn't a dragon born until like 25 years ago?
Yeah. We've been around for a while.
So shitty.
But it does tell you the only dragon that I know around here that could probably read it is in Tempeth.
Let's go to Omar. Cool. There's a dragon there.
Yeah.
Well, he's just their pet or like he...
Tempeth.
In
Tempeth, maybe. The teeth. He's got an accent.
Yeah.
Tempeth.
Say dad.
Dad.
Say Tempeth.
Tempeth. Yeah, Tempeth.
Say cool.
Yeah. Cool.
So say whip. Say cool whip. Cool whip. Cool whip.
Okay.
So the safe word is whiskey.
Whiskey! Whiskey!
Why are you saying it like that?
Saying what? Which way?
And he says,
yeah, so like, is he just caught up just there?
Yeah, he's kind of
big drag.
You gotta present him a gift and he'll answer three questions for it.
So you like rub his belly kind of three questions or?
Nah, he's a dragon that, you know, people worship.
What's his name?
Ah, gosh. Yeah, the name of eludes me. I can't think of it right now. I've never been there.
Bartholomew?
No. I don't know, yeah.
Cool.
All right. Yeah, I'd probably show him. And he guides you. And he says, welcome to the milk dud.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's all. Straight from the bottom of the barrel.
I know.
That's a lumpy one.
Oh, we sell this milk.
Yogurt.
Yogurt. How do you say that?
Yogurt.
Market?
Yogurt.
Good.
Yogurt.
Not
really. Shock it.
Shock.
I'm like, that's how Ian says it.
What?
Yeah.
Ian.
It, like, around the corner, Ian.
Weird Elizabeth people.
I was like,
what does he say?
Yogurt.
Yogurt.
No, it's like yogurt. Not yogurt.
He's just saying yogurt. I'm going to try and pull that out of him on Sunday.
Do it.
Anyway.
You don't pull the yogurt out of him? Do you know what else he says weird?
What?
Sausage.
Sausage. Yeah,
sausage.
I don't know if it's just something he's picked up, but he does use it.
Sausage is like a legit thing. The other day I was around somewhere and I heard someone else go, oh, beautiful, fresh sausages. And I was like, that wasn't Ian. Who the heck said that? But you know what? Bunnings do make a good sausage.
I know. And I've had lunch there.
A sausage sizzle.
I just had the kids there for lunch. Cheap lunch.
Did I tell you about this Indian guy that I had at work?
No.
Right, so they don't eat beef.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you have to order it. If you live in India, you have to like order it in from a specialty place.
Right?
Yep.
So they don't eat beef. But he has a tradition every Sunday that he goes down and gets a Bunnings sausage. And I said, how long have you been doing this? He goes, I don't know, 6 or 8 months.
Just keep it on the down low.
And I said, so you go and get the sausages? He goes, yeah, I love them. They're delicious. I was like,
you know, you think
you know they're beef, right? He goes, no, they're pork sausage. I said, no, they're beef sausage. He's like,
oh no.
They're delicious. I was just like, dude. Way to commit.
Way to be ignorant.
So you guys, into the milk duds. He both guides into the milk duds.
The doors are
Oh, they so do.
And they're just like,
full of milk duddy goodness.
And you hear cheering and cheering as you guys enter.
Cheering.
Music's already playing again. You know, as you guys walk towards the bar, there's people tapping on their drinks like, well done. And they're all lifting their drinks up to you. And after a while, the
DJ.
Pork necks come in, and you guys, there's just like this massive feast in the centre of the bar. Not the bar, like, you know, the building.
Well, I'm not sure you want to Google pork neck.
And everyone's just eating.
Okay.
Bobbeth says, Bobbeth offers you accommodation for the night. One of the most luxurious.
A suite.
For each of you. Yeah, which is in like a second story, but it's very well done up and
it's got fine silks. It's the M of milk duds.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's only 2-story, though.
Yeah.
And it's only the M.
Yeah.
Well, first story, and then second, the top.
Terrific. We're going straight to the penthouse. We're not going there, but yeah.
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 Cool.
Oh, we're going.
Oh yeah, we're going there.
And
I got my wing. Sheet.
Can you guys do a perception for me? Wait.
Oh. That bounced right off the top of the microphone. What was it?
It was a 10. You can re-roll.
Oh, there we go, 19.
You can re-roll.
There's a 19.
My last one was a 9, and I would like to use my passive perception of a 10.
Was it perception?
Yeah.
17.
You see... what did you do? What did you get?
Passive of 10.
So, as you guys are drinking, you don't see anything as you're like, ah, oh, pork neck, oh, I've never toasted anything like this before. But in the corner, you see a cloaked figure who is just sitting at the table, just drinking away.
Oh, damn it, I can't have
any. What was that last bit, sorry? So, who's drinking?
It's just a cloaked figure.
Cloaked figure.
So,
can I do an investigation? Do I know the shape?
No? You've told him? You pointed the cloaked figure out?
Yeah, and I've looked over.
Sure.
You have?
No.
You haven't told him about it?
But hey, look, dude, there's a cloaked figure over there. What do you think?
So, as you look in that direction, the cloaked figure's not there anymore.
That's legit.
Where?
Because it's a vampire.
Yeah, but can you still see it?
Can I still see it?
No, he's gone.
Oh, okay, so he's gone. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm like, yeah, what?
Nothing, never mind. It's been long day.
And let's leave it there for tonight.
Hang on.
Yeah, sorry.
I want to go upstairs and go to sleep.
Yeah, you guys. Okay, yeah. Go upstairs, go to sleep. So tired. And we'll leave it there. Like, subscribe, share, do all that stuff. Comment.